From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Anti-government protesters appear to have broken into the international zone of Baghdad, the seat of the Iraqi government where most foreign embassies are located. VOA's Sharon Bain is reporting that hundreds of thousands of protesters gathered Friday near the secure area, popularly known as the Green Zone. While crossing a bridge from Tahrir Square to the zone, she heard explosions and very heavy gunfire with big booms, some of them apparently coming from inside the fortified area. The demonstrators, followers of Shiite religious leader Muqtada al-Sadr, have been demanding that Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi step down. Wounded protesters then began to flee toward the bridge as scores of young men rushed toward the Green Zone. Bain reported the protesters were headed toward the prime minister's office, saying, "We're going to kill Abadi." Up to 15 ambulances rushed toward the protest area, but there was no specific information about casualties. The coalition fighters there have said their group is fine and protesters do not seem interested in them. A possible oil slick has been detected on the surface of the Mediterranean Sea, which could help searchers locate EgyptAir Flight 804, European officials have said. The European Space Agency said one of its orbiting spacecraft spotted what could be a slick 40 kilometers southeast of the plane's last known position, and the information has been passed on to relevant authorities conducting the search mission. The agency released a grainy photograph of the scene, which showed little detail, and cautioned there was no certainty that the slick was from the aircraft. This is VOA News. Nigeria's military says that a second Chibok girl rescued in a forest battle with Islamic extremists was kidnapped from her home village and is not among the 218 students missing from the 2014 mass abduction from the school by Boko Haram that sparked worldwide outrage. Soldiers freed the girl after a Thursday night battle in the northeastern Sambisa forest, in which it liberated 97 women and children and killed 35 extremists. The spokesman originally claimed the girl was among missing girls abducted more than 2 years ago from the boarding school in Chibok. Top Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam refused to talk during his first appearance before judges at a court in Paris today. A French citizen who grew up in Belgium, Abdeslam is charged with terrorism and murder for the November attacks in the French capital that killed 130 people. VOA's Lisa Bryant has more.
Those who wanted to hear Salah Abdeslam explain his actions were disappointed, since he remained silent in court. Abdeslam is believed to be the only direct participant in the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris who is still alive. His lawyer, Franck Berton, said Abdeslam exercised his right to remain silent at the morning hearing in a Paris courthouse. He complained that a 24-hour video surveillance of Abdeslam's maximum security cell is taking a psychological toll on his client and called it illegal. Berton had previously said Abdeslam was eager to talk. The Paris prosecutor claims he abandoned plans to blow himself up like the other attackers, including his older brother, Brahim. He's also been tied to the bombers who attacked Brussels airport and the Belgian city's subway in March. His Belgian lawyer has described Abdeslam as a moron with the intelligence of an ashtray and little knowledge of Islam. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The World Meteorological Organization has issued a number of alarming reports on the state of the climate in recent days. WMO spokeswoman Claire Nullis says we're in the midst of the longest streak in 137 years in which records have been shattered.
The heat that we saw in 2015 hit the headlines at the time. We were alarmed about it. The heat that we're seeing in 2016, it makes 2015 pale by comparison.
The WMO says the main driving force behind the unprecedented warmth is global warming, caused by human emissions of greenhouse gases. The agency is urging the rapid implementation of the Paris Climate Change Agreement. For more on this and other stories, visit us on the web at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.